A U.S. Army sergeant goes on trial today on charges of stealing a car. He faces a court-martial at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He's one of several soldiers who commandeered a vehicle that belonged to a tribal leader in Iraq. The U.S. Army is working closely with tribal leaders to win the trust of Iraqis, and defenders of the sergeant say he's being made a scapegoat to appease a tribal sheikh. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The disputed incident took place in the city of Mosul on April 26 of last year, just a few weeks after U.S. troops took Baghdad and barely a week before President Bush declared an end to major combat operations. The atmosphere was hardly calm in the northern Iraqi city. Violence still flared. The 101st Airborne, which recently arrived in the north, remained on high alert. With two of his unit's four Humvees broken down, 37-year-old Sergeant First Class James Williams, a platoon leader, says he badly needed another vehicle to help his unit move vital equipment. According to court papers filed for the defense, when an SUV was spotted weaving in and out of traffic, Sergeant Williams' two Humvee convoy went after the car. They pulled it over after a 5-mile chase and took the car away quickly when a crowd began to gather. Williams' lawyers and supporters say he acted lawfully and did what he had to do during wartime to help his unit. The U.S. Army sees it very differently.
This was an unjustified and indefensible criminal act.
Major David Crawford is the 101st Airborne Division's Chief of Civil and Administrative Law. Crawford says Sergeant Williams violated military law and the laws of warfare.
The accused and another soldier put weapons to this individual's head, forced him out of his vehicle, and took the vehicle, stole the vehicle. So we believe that these facts will establish that a robbery occurred, as the nomenclature in America is carjacking.
Under the Iraq War Combat Phase Rules of Engagement, or ROE, taking civilian property, including vehicles, for military necessity was allowed, subject to certain procedures and reasonable compensation. But those procedures are strict, and the Army says Williams didn't follow them. Besides, the Army argues, this case is not about the rules of engagement. But Sergeant Williams' lead attorney, Bernard Casey, believes it is. Casey says the Army never informed his client, verbally or through written orders, that the ROE had become more constrained when it came to civilian property.
The government has been unable to produce any writing or any other corroboration concerning the change in the rule of engagement prior to the time that this incident occurred.
If found guilty of the charges of armed robbery and willful dereliction of duty, Sergeant First Class Williams faces up to 15 years in prison and a dishonorable discharge from the Army he served for 17 years. A veteran of the 1991 Gulf War, supporters say Williams is being made a scapegoat to appease an influential Mosul tribal leader who owned the car and whose son was driving the SUV when it was taken. 101st Airborne Division commanders, including then-division head Major General David Petraeus, had worked with Sheikh Ahmed al-Faisal to help bolster local support. Attorney Casey says the sheikh's political clout likely influenced the charges.
The vehicle happened to be owned by a politically prominent sheikh, one who was the target of the commanding general to make friends with American forces. General knew the sheikh. He and the brigade commander had socialized with the sheikh. And when he complained about it, it became a big issue.
An Army official calls that charge bogus, saying they would have pursued criminal charges regardless of who owned the commandeered car. Sergeant Williams' court-martial is scheduled to get underway today. Another soldier already has been convicted and sentenced to prison in the case. A third faces a court-martial next month. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.